Hey everybody, and welcome to another episode of Talks with Nichelle. So if you had an opportunity to listen to the last episode that I uploaded, I went into briefly some of the things that happened since I had been away from recording and putting out content. And I just wanted to take you into 2022 and allow you to see what 2022 looked like for me and where I'm at right now. So there has been a lot of changes in a short amount of time, and where I want to start with is me looking for an opportunity and a way to transition from the job that I was at to something different for myself, because I was very unhappy and felt very unappreciated in the job that I was in prior to where I'm at now. And I wanted a change for myself. And as the saying goes, if you're unhappy somewhere, instead of complaining, you have to figure out what it is you're going to do differently, how you're going to navigate through those changes that you need to make for yourself. Because at the end of the day, if you're unhappy somewhere, it's up to you to make changes. You can't expect change to happen. You got to move your feet. You have to be proactive and doing your due diligence to move your feet. And so that was me. I was at a crossroads. It was time for a change. And as I said, I manifested what I wanted for myself. I was very clear on, you know, this isn't what I want to be doing. I have a degree. I can do more. I desire more. Place me somewhere different. And I asked for what I wanted. May of this year started the change and the shift for what is now my current state of being, if you will. May of this year, I was at work. I had received a phone call that changed my life. And I found out that a friend of mine had taken her life. And I was in disbelief. I was in shock, and my heart was shattered. My heart was shattered because literally just a few months before, the month before, if you will, was her birthday. And we had always kept in touch on our birthdays. I would always reach out to her. She would always reach out to me. She never forgot my birthday, and I never forgot hers. And COVID kept us from a lot of people because we were fearful of, you know, what was ahead, and we just kept our distance. And so in that, a lot of people just kept distance because then at that point for them it became normal. But nevertheless, I had not seen her in a few years, but we had always kept in touch. And my friend was a nurse. And on the outside, my friend had her shit together. Excuse my language. She did. Professionally, she had her shit together. But mentally, she didn't. She struggled. And we didn't know to what magnitude she struggled because she had recently gotten married and we thought life was good for her. But here's the thing that I learned. No matter what good happens in your life, if you don't address those things that are plaguing you and troubling you and that are disrupting your mental health and your mental well-being, it does not matter the good that happens because you don't see it as good. Others may see it as good, but you won't see it as good. So even though to the outside person, you would think, what do you have to be sad about? You are a nurse. You are a young African-American woman who has things together. Why would you be sad? Why would you be broken? Why would you be anything but happy? And that goes to show you that outside things, materialistic things, does not mend a broken heart, does not put you in a different state of mind. It is only a band-aid on a bigger issue. And to know that my friend was so low, even though she had all these things going for herself, that she just decided she couldn't do it anymore. It broke my heart because it took me back to that place and time where my mother decided on that day in July of 2009, that Sunday, that she couldn't do it anymore. So my heart was shattered and I was so hurt. And then I thought, why didn't I pick up the phone and call? Why was I always texting? Who cares that we busy? Pick up the phone and call. And I had a friend who recently, we were always in contact for the most part. But this person who recently came back into my life taught me a very valuable lesson about our friend's passing. Because that is now something, another thing that we have in common. She said to me, I have to extend myself grace in a moment of not understanding so that I can have some type of peace and move on from this. Because there's always a shoulda, woulda, couldas. And we blame ourselves and we think what we could have done differently. But here's the thing. There's always one thing that we could have done differently. And sometimes that little thing could have been that. It, not to say that it would have changed the outcome, but there is always something we could have done differently. And that's not to place blame. That's just to make you aware. For myself, I could have called more. I have gotten so used to texting people that that's what we do most of the time. We just text. We don't talk. Texting has replaced talking. That interaction that a lot of people need has been replaced with emails. And it's just not the same. The olden days, you had to talk to somebody. Back in the day, there was no iPhone this and iPhone that, no FaceTime this, no FaceTime that. There was none of that. If you wanted to talk to somebody and you wanted to communicate with them, if you didn't see them in person, you had better be talking to them on the phone because those are the only two options that you had. It's not all this technology that we have now. And so a lot of times we become very comfortable with just being in a state of busyness to where we send a text message and we think we've done something. And I can tell anybody anything with a text message. And you could present anything that you want to in a text message, but are you really being truthful? You can't tell that with a text. You have no idea. Because people are going to tell you what they want you to know. It's up to you to try to figure things out and look beyond what's not being said to you. Because we have to understand and realize that everything is not always verbalized. Some things are just things that we pick up on and we take notice of. And we say, okay, I know you're not okay. My friend got me to realize that there was a lot of things we both could have done differently. But we just didn't know. And she said to me, my takeaway from this experience is that going forward, the people that I say I love and care about, I need to be intentional about calling. I need to be intentional about showing up and being consistent in my reaching out. Because that is a way that I can show that I care and that I'm there for somebody. And when she said that, the word intentional stuck to me and just echoed, because I said, that's it. That's how we can get through this thing. That's how we can deal with this death. It's be intentional. That is the takeaway. And so when I say intentional now, it means something completely different for me. Because now when I talk to people, when I ask people, I'm being intentional. I'm not always in the talking space, but sometimes if I'm reaching out, let me call. Let me hear your voice with FaceTime. Let me see your face. If I can't get to you, I'm gonna randomly FaceTime you. Because I want to see you. I have another friend that I'm close with. She didn't understand why certain things that she said that I picked up on caused me to have concern. Not that she would hurt herself, but just caused me to have concern. And I would say to her, okay, I'm coming to see you. And she'd be like, but I'm fine. I said, okay, well, let me just see you and I can feel better. But now she gets it because she understands that for me, I don't want to miss the mark of being there for her. The things that I have learned in just a short amount of time since my friend's passing have allowed me to view this thing called life even differently. Even my approach and how I coach people on grief. Because now I am continuing to counsel people, but now in the area of grief. 5 years ago, I never imagined that I would be that person that would counsel somebody on grief and help them through their grieving process when I was stuck myself. But God, never did I think I would ever lose another person that I knew personally to suicide. But I did. When we look at the news now, there have been so many people, celebrities and non-celebrities, that have died by suicide. This is a state of emergency because mental health and suicide need to be discussed. People need to understand that your mental health is top priority, especially with everything that's going on in the news and in the world and everything that we see. It's depressing times 10. And we have to be very intentional about making sure that the people that we hold near and dear to us know that we support them, know that we love them. And let me be very clear. I am somebody who always checks on the people around me that I care about. I'm that random person who will reach out, hey, how you doing? because that's what I was taught, to be that person. But here's what I learned. My friend took her life in May. Her funeral was the day before my 47th birthday. I could not attend because my husband was ill. And he had a second bout with COVID. But he survived that as well. And I had to quarantine with him. I was heartbroken that I couldn't say goodbye to her. And then I said, oh my God, here we go again. How am I going to get through this? But I started thinking to myself, what can I do differently? Because that's the catch. What can I do differently? So I decided, instead of being silent, instead of being stuck, I'm going to start talking more. And I created Conversation and Cocktails, where via Zoom, we discuss these difficult topics and we have these difficult conversations to create a space where we are understood. And it's not just for women, it's for men. But I did that and I created that to honor my friend's memory and to also honor my mom's memory, because every opportunity that I get to help somebody that struggles, I am giving back and I am honoring them in a different way. And that's what brings me peace. And that's what helps me heal. And try to understand in a place where I don't always understand. And I don't have answers. And I have to be okay with not having the answer. And just learning how to navigate through this new normal now. Because that's what it is. It's a new normal. And July, this month, it's always a difficult month for me. And in the past, when July has come around, I will be very, very distant. I will be moody or over the place, emotional. And I would not talk to people and tell them what I needed. And that was support. The reason I wouldn't is because I'm always that person who would support and be there for everybody else. So I didn't know how to be that person who put myself in a position to say, this is what I'm going to need. But my friend, she taught me something that was so invaluable and so valuable to me, that I needed to be intentional about my needs and wants. So I did something different this year that I have never done. And those people that are close to me, I reached out to them on July 1st and I said, hey, this is the month of July. I struggle. I struggle to be okay. I struggle to sleep. I'm going to need you to check on me more. I'm going to need more support this month. And when I tell you the people that I text, the responses that I got, it warmed my heart and it made me cry. It made me cry because what I was receiving is something I needed that I didn't even realize I needed. All because I asked for what I needed and I was intentional about saying and having a plan that would allow me to just get through the month. So for myself, when I did that, I can't tell you how good it felt to know that people loved and supported me and wanted to help me through this difficult time. the people in my life showed up and showed out for me this month. And it made me feel so loved and honored to have these amazing people in my life. And I said, it was it really that simple? And it is. But you have to ask for what you want. You can't assume that people know what you need if you don't give them an opportunity to be there, to be present for you. We can't assume that people know what you need. And I felt so much better when I allowed myself to just let people be there for me. It felt so good to have people show up for me in a period in time in which I'm always used to showing up for everybody else. And that was my takeaway from my friend's passing, amongst other things, is that I needed to be intentional going forward of what it is that I need, because I can't keep giving to people if I'm not getting things in return. And sometimes a strong person needs someone to be there for them. And there's nothing wrong with saying what you need from those that you trust and love, and you allow in your personal space. There's nothing wrong with you asking for what it is that you know you need. Even if you're not sure, just asking for support. On the day, the anniversary of my mom's passing, I kept myself busy, but I asked my girlfriends to join me in, having dinner so that I could celebrate my mom's life, even though that was the worst day of my life. I wanted to celebrate her life and honor her in a different way. And when I say to you, my friends showed up yet again for me, my support system showed out. They not only showed up for dinner, but they gave me a beautiful vase with flowers in it. And on the front of the vase, it had Vivian's babies. Because my mother had two babies, and even though we were grown when she left us, we were always her babies, and we will always be her babies, because my mother prided herself on being a mother. My mother always said to me and my brother were the two things that she got right in this world. The two things that made her proud was to be our mom. The two reasons that she did everything in her life was because of us. We made her who she was. We gave her a new outlook on life when we were born. And she was so grateful to be our mother. And I just think back on all the love and support that I have received this entire month, and how I chose to close out this month was today I chose to have another conversation and cocktails via Zoom. And I was able to talk about a different topic and have these conversations started, and just for us to learn from one another. It was so refreshing, because we can talk about hair, we can talk about beauty products, we can talk about relationships, but very rarely will we sit and have the conversation as it relates to mental health and how we can best take care of ourselves. We can even sit and go about how we can lose 5 to 10 pounds, how we can get this waist trainer, this new weight loss product. But here's the thing, if you're not taking care of your mental health, your physical means nothing. Those things have to go hand in hand. They have to be married, which means if you care about your outward appearance, make sure you put that much energy, even more emphasis on your mental health and your mental well-being. Because if not, if one ain't carrying the other and they not coinciding, you gonna fall. you're going to fall hard. And I just try to continue to be the person who lets people know you have got to be intentional about your mental health, protecting your peace, those people that you have around you, checking your circle, and being okay to walk away from people and things that do not serve you and having the peace that you desire for yourself. It's okay to say no and make it a complete sentence. It's okay to walk away from certain things and say, look, I'm okay. It's okay to walk away from relationships if they're not good for you. Be intentional about protecting your peace. Because at the end of the day, if you don't have that right, nothing else matters. It doesn't. Because everything else is going to be affected. Everything is going to be affected. I am now rebranding myself. I am now doing more with how I talk about mental health and mental health awareness. I am intentional about what I say and how I say it, how I interact with the people that are around me. And I am most intentional about manifesting the changes that I want to have take place in my life. And when I say God has showed out for me and showed up in a major way, last month I was able to start a new career in healthcare and be now in a position that I desire. And when I tell you God works in mysterious ways, but he is an intentional God, just as he's an on-time God. I literally went and applied for one job and got offered something completely different. When I tell you that wasn't nobody but God, and God placed me exactly where he wanted me to be. See, when you trust him like I trust him, and I don't mean to be so churchy and this and that, but when you trust him or whatever it is, whoever that higher being is that you believe in, when you trust in that thing, you gotta trust in that thing wholeheartedly and allow the process to take place. I trusted and I believe that what I put out, I will one day get back. And I am walking in that in this season right now, and I'm so grateful. So please know that is only up from here, because God has got his hand all up and through whatever is going on with me right now. And he's using me in a mighty big way. And I'm so grateful and I'm thankful that I'm able to use my voice in a season where I can remember a time and place where I wouldn't even speak about my mother's death. Now you can't shut me up. If that ain't nobody but God, I don't know what it is. So I just want you all to remember that you matter, you are loved, but most importantly, please remember what's hidden cannot be healed. Again, I can be reached on social media, Talks with Nichelle 702. And my email is talkswithnichelle702@gmail.com. Until next time.